You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, please enjoy our newest segment, Ask Maggie.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're just joining us. We're having so much fun. We don't know what time it is here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. I'm being helped out by my two good friends and partners today, my producer, Jamie, and we got Corey on the board for this very first inaugural Ask Maggie segment. You can join the fun, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or by emailing us your questions so they can get in the hopper for next week's episode. We're going to bring this to you every Friday at 3 p.m. That email again is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Troy from Mount Horeb, thank you for listening, my friend. Jamie, I think we got a couple more questions for me.
We do. I just want to quickly point out, because I know this is one of our shorter segments, that this is a way better inauguration of anything than we had a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to point
just
that
saying.
Out. That's right. Just saying. All right. So let's give you a little bit more of a fun one. All right. This one comes from Patty, who listens on WMDX. She texts in from the Sauk County area. She wants to know, Maggie Dawn, 30 seconds for this one, Corey. If you weren't already an awesome radio host and already an incredible attorney, what would your dream job be, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, my goodness. So in Bizarro World, what is Bizarro World Maggie doing? I was one of those kids that wished I could stay in school forever and sort of indulge like every curiosity that I had. I thought for a while I wanted to be a professional violinist. Then I figured out that violinists were very temperamental. But what would I really do? I would be a writer. I love writing. Or an editor. I love editing other people's stuff even more. Get me my red pen.
Every time I talk to you, I find out about all these skills that you have. This is going to be a really highlighting segment for me too every Friday.
A revealing look.
I learned today, and we're going to talk about this, I think, a little later on. Like, you were a rugby player and stuff. I mean, our pairing just kind of came to be. So I'm learning something every day about you. This is exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff.
Thanks, Jamie.
Well, you're
welcome. I love doing this with you.
It's super fun. Do we want to try to get in another question here? What is our time limit? All right, Corey Hartman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got time.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one. She's going to need 60 for this one, Corey. This comes from Jeff, who is listening in the Rhinelander area. He says, should it concern us that Elon Musk is already using X to talk about Wisconsin's Supreme Court race?
Oh, say it ain't so, Jeff. Elon, just go away. Yeah, it should concern us. The man controls the flow of information on one of the world's most premier communication platforms. But listen, let's be honest. Sleazy Brad Schimmel, the shameless Brad Schimmel, I think we're going to talk about him on this network way more than Musk is going to talk about Wisconsin on X. And, of course, a fabulous candidate from the left end of the spectrum, Judge Susan Crawford, we had on the show earlier this week. It was fantastic to talk with her. We're going to have her back. Worried about it? Here's how you defeat bad speech. With good speech and lots more of it. And that is what we try to do here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ooh, done early, too.
I love it.
Rushing it.
I know. No, that was great. That was a great answer. I want to give Troy, who's listening over in the Mount Horeb area, a little shout out here. He's texting in as this segment goes on. He's loving what he's hearing. So thank you.
God.
Is he the only one? Hopefully he's not the only one.
Hopefully you all are liking it, too.
We're having a blast.
Can we give Dick from Madison some love? He's one of our most regular listeners and callers. I think he had a question for me as well.
All right. Do I have that? I
got
to find
Corey,
it.
Corey, you want to ask?
Oh, you've got
question?
It. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So there was a year where the Brewers hit 13-0 on a holiday to start the season. They went 13-0 and it landed on a holiday. What holiday was that?
How much time you giving her?
Like 30.
Okay.
Oh. So I believe it was the 1983 season where the Brewers started out their season and went 13-0. So opening days are generally speaking at the very end of March or early April. 13 games, a little bit over 2 weeks. What holiday is at the end of April? I don't know, Dick. Gosh, tell me. Inquiring minds, I'm going to have to Google it the break.
I just Googled it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm buzzing in right there. The Brewers got off to a scorching start in 1987.
Okay. 87. Oh, 87. Gosh. I'm embarrassing myself for all I talk about how much of a Brewers fan I am. Okay, it was 87.
And
what was the holiday?
Are you still parsing through
that? That's a great question. That's not up there.
Can you do Louie?
It might have been tax day.
Show me
tax day.
There we go.
Don't know.
A brand new car. I mean, yeah, that it was neither Louis Anderson nor Steve Harvey, folks.
It was Steve Harvey doing Louis Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah, basically. Yes. I should have known that, right? Because of the George Webb burger giveaway, and I was old enough to go to it and sentiently remember it, which I'm not sure would have happened in 83 because I still would have been about knee-high to a grasshopper. I was old enough to remember Stan. I mean, listen, folks, I love the fact that Wisconsinites, if there is a deal on some eats, we will line up and wait in the stinking freezing cold or for whatever number of hours to get our free George Webb hamburger. I think I went with my best friend, Gretchen, who lived across the street from me, who introduced me to the Beatles and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I think we waited in line for like 3.5 hours to get a stinking wow. George Webb free hamburger. Oy vey.
Sometimes it's worth it, though, right?
Listen, there's still a George Webb in downtown Milwaukee. I'll hit that joint up every once in a while and get a burger and a cup of coffee. Sometimes after I've had a couple of adult beverages. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, plus that goes well with an adult beverage, let's be honest. I mean,
there's several ways
you could pair that together and be totally okay in that answer. Totally
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, indeed. I also want to answer, Dick asked, was there a brewer I had a crush on back in the 80s? And I'm this is so averagey of me. And usually, at least I like to think of myself as not so average. But I had a huge, massive crush on Robin Yount. I mean, who didn't back in the 80s? He was freaking adorable. I even buy the Robinade every once in a while. That's going to do it for this first go-round at Ask Maggie.
Yay.
You can participate, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. When we come back, what's good, local, and overlooked with Terry Bye. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Corey.